It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. 8:42 here. Serving you up a Monday. Got a cloudy sky and 40 degrees. Time to do what we do here on a Monday. Well, most Mondays. Check in with Christy Sullivan, Superintendent, Breckenridge Public Schools and Breckenridge School News. Christy on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well for a Monday. You know, it's been forever since you and I've had a chance to chat. What's going on? Catch us up here. What's happening?
Yeah, well, this week we are full into spring events. We'll see how the weather holds out. It's always a tentative, right, with our spring events, what's going to be on schedule and what's going to get rescheduled. But hopefully we won't have a lot of interruptions this week. First, I want to start by congratulating our newest inductees to our National Honor Society. They held their banquet last evening, and so want to just honor those that were inducted into this prestigious organization. We certainly are proud of them. Today, we have varsity baseball and JV baseball doubleheader at Ashby at 4 p.m. It's also testing season, and so today our 5th and 6th graders will be taking their MCA tests. They will also be taking tests tomorrow, and so that's a nerve-wracking and exciting time for our students. We wish them well. Tuesday, varsity track meet at Purim High School at 4 p.m., softball and at Holly, JV and varsity both at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Wednesday, we have a one-hour late start. We also have our regular April meeting on Wednesday for our Board of Education. That's at 4 p.m. in the BHS Media Center. Of course, that's open to the public, and all are welcome to attend. Also Wednesday, band and solo ensemble is happening at Morris Area High School. So we'll have some of our student musicians out on the road on Wednesday. Thursday is packed. We've got MCA testing for grades 4 and 8. Varsity track meet at Fergus Falls at 4 p.m. Girls varsity golf at Barnesville, Willow Creek Golf Course. Boys varsity golf at Wadena Deer Creek, Whitetail Creek Golf Course. JV and varsity baseball doubleheader versus Barnesville at Cowboy Field at 4 p.m. Softball on the road to Barnesville, JV 4 p.m., varsity 4:30 p.m. Junior high baseball doubleheader at Barnesville at 4:30 p.m. Those are all happening on Thursday. And Friday, to close up the week, we've got a junior high track meet at Frazee at 3:30 p.m. Our fourth graders will continue their MCA testing. And then Friday morning, also, our wellness committee meets. Our wellness committee, we meet a few times a year. We look at our health and nutrition, including mental health, dental health, pretty much anything you can think of to encourage the health and well-being of both our students and our staff. And that committee meets 7:30 a.m. in our high school conference room. That meeting is also open to the public. And if you're interested in getting more involved in supporting the health and wellness of our students, you are welcome to attend.
All right. What a great symposium. And man, you are just talk about tearing into the week. You are definitely doing that, Christy, for sure. Pretty quick, we're going to be talking graduation, I assume, right?
Oh, I know. Yep. We sure are. That's coming right up.
That is crazy. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it?
I want to give a special shout out to our administrative professionals. I believe there's a celebration day sometime here this week, I think. And so I want to give a shout out to our secretaries and administrative assistants at both of our schools, Barb Schockert, Peggy Crum, Jen Sanchez, Steph Pausch, and Kim Williamson. We could not survive without them. They are just integral to our school systems, and we appreciate all they do.
They really make the wheels turn. Christy, great to talk with you, and looking forward to our chat next Monday, okay?
All right, thanks. You take care, Bill.
You bet. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, Breckenridge School News. Do it every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Time once again for Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash and the always popular Pet Wash.
Can you be forced to pay a promissory note you signed to save someone from criminal prosecution? That question arose in the case of the sorrowful sister. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. After their parents died, Jim Bingham was more like a father than an older brother to his sister, Mary. Jim ran a thriving software store,